Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with the morning sports news. Yeah, how are you, Des?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. Enjoyed last night's match, the Champions League semi-final, the derby game in Northern Italy. It was Inter Milan against AC Milan, so the interest in it was huge. I was surprised. Milan is only a city of 1.3 million. I thought it was bigger than that, but 2 million. There were 2 million applications for tickets for last night's match. 2 million and 80,000 people got to go. They share the same stadium, so for the home leg, it's the same pitch. So 1 week, all of AC Milan's fans can be in, and next week it'll be all of Inter's fans will be in there, but the same pitch. Anyway, Milan, AC Milan were the home team, but Inter won it 2-0. A great game. And the two goals came in the first 11 minutes. Edin Dzeko volleyed home in 8 minutes, and 3 minutes later, Henrik Mkhitaryan swept home the second goal. So Inter could probably have won by more. They had many more chances. They had an on-field penalty decision overturned by VAR. But afterwards, this is how Inter's Edin Dzeko summed up his feelings.
Feels very good, especially because it's derby, you know, and let's say on the paper we played away, so it's a great result for us.
And how about your goal? How satisfying was that? You've recently returned to goal-scoring ways with that brace at Verona. You got another one tonight in such a huge game. Talk to me about that goal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you get in this, let's say, difficult moments where the ball doesn't want to get in, but, you know, patience at work always pays off. So I was calm, you know, knowing that the goals will come like always, and today is a proof.
How do you now focus on the second leg without getting too far ahead and thinking that you're already in the final? Is there a danger of overconfidence?
No, I don't think so, because we're an experienced team and we know what we have done today. We had a great result for the second leg, but nothing is yet finished, because Champions League, only great teams arrive in the semi-finals, so we have to be careful, we have to be concentrated like today, even in the second game. So we have a good result, but nothing yet is finished, so we will be definitely even more concentrated for the second game.
Finally, the second leg comes around quickly in 6 days' time. What will be the key to that game to make sure you make it to the final in Istanbul?
Yeah, not to think about the first leg. Obviously, we know that we have a good result, but, you know, let's say that even them, the next game, they play on the paper, only on the paper, away game, but actually it's a home game also for them, but with our fans, so we have to be careful, because they're still a good team, but if we play like we played today, we're on the good route.
Yeah, it'll be a game to look forward to. Next Tuesday, they meet again. Tonight, meanwhile, in the Europa League semi-finals, Juventus play Sevilla and Roma against Bayer Leverkusen. And in the Europa Conference League semi-finals, Fiorentina take on Basel and West Ham play Dutch side AZ Alkmaar. I've bought flights and hotels for the final on the basis that West Ham may win. In Gaelic games, there were big wins for Wexford and Offaly's under-20 hurlers last night. They're through to the O'Neills.com Leinster final. Offaly beating Dublin by 119 to 212. And meanwhile, a really dramatic finish as Wexford scored the last 3 points of the game in added time to beat Kilkenny. It finished Wexford 118, Kilkenny 213. Kilkenny, the All-Ireland champions, go out. Offaly play Wexford in the final next Wednesday. Meanwhile, Sligo's under-20 footballers are preparing for the Airgrid All-Ireland final on Saturday. They play Kildare, who beat them in last year's semi-final, in Cavan. And manager Paul Henry reflected with Game On a momentous season.
It's been a great journey. Was no one can, definitely nobody can say we had an easy run of it. Going away from home in each of the games, we've travelled some miles this year. In fairness, going to challenge games all over the country, we've been in Ennis and we've been in Limerick and we've been all over the place trying to get good quality games for these lads, and used to being away from home as well, so that they were used to playing in different pitches. And no matter where we've brought them or where we've put them, they've ended up going out and putting in a shift and putting in performances. So it's been great, and I suppose we've been very, very lucky. We've had a huge Sligo crowd that have come and follow us to Roscommon and then to Mayo and Galway, and I suppose it's been building momentum as we've been going along, and we had a massive crowd there last day in Salt Hill against Kerry, and I suppose we're hoping for the same again this weekend in Cavan. It's going to be a huge battle again. I suppose we've seen how well Kildare have gone in the championship so far, with a huge epic battle against Dublin. And then last week again to get over Down in games that at different stages, and it looked like they were going away from them, and they still managed to pull a win out of it at the very end. So it's likewise, these Sligo stuff, some of the Sligo lads would have ended up being beaten by Kildare in last year's All-Ireland semi-final. They know what it's like to have played Kildare in Cavan as well. So I suppose we're hoping it'll be a different result this Saturday.
Yeah, it should be a good game, that one. In cycling, Australia's Caden Groves won a chaotic, rain-sodden stage 5 of the Giro d'Italia, featuring numerous crashes. The world champion Remco Evenepoel, who relinquished the pink jersey on Tuesday, hit the deck twice. Once when a stray dog almost ran into the peloton early in the day, and then inside the final 3 kilometres in what proved to be a dangerous finish. Eddie Dunbar of Cork has done well again. He finished in 20th place in the bunch. Ben Healy was 99th. Dunbar 13th overall. Healy is 55th. In rugby, Joy Neville has been named as a television match official for the Rugby World Cup, becoming the first female official ever to take part in the men's showpiece event. Andrew Brace is one of 12 referees selected for the tournament. Chris Busby, an assistant referee, and Brian McNeice will also take up TMO duties. In racing, Save the Last Dance was an impressive winner at the Chester Oaks yesterday, Aidan O'Brien's 8th success in that event, and the Chester meeting continues today while there's racing at home in Clonmel starting at 4:45.